Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our listening audience that as the word go out, whether in song or word, that the people be blessed, that their hearts be pierced, that their minds be open to receive what it is that you would have them to hear and to understand. And this word will make them better. All they got to do is believe and receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my sisters and my brothers, as we have been fasting, some of us, and praying and meditating on what God, Christ, our Savior, did for us on Calvary Cross, we just want to thank Him, first of all, for what He did. He shed His precious blood. He went through agony. He was mocked. He was spat upon. He was bruised, crucified, and then He hung His head and died. But the good news is, my friends, hallelujah, after 3 days, He got up from the grave with all power in heaven and earth in His hands. Hallelujah. And those of us that put our hand in His hand will have the victory in every area of our lives. All we need to do is trust and obey His word. Well, bless God, I'd like to read a few scriptures. We're not going to be with you long. I'd like to go to the 28th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. And it talks about when the women got up the next morning to go and check the tomb where Jesus had been laying after the crucifixion. And as they approached, there was someone sitting on a stone, and we say he was an angel because he spoke and said, starting at verse 2, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and replied to the women and said, 'Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here.'" Jesus got up. He got up from the grave. So we thank God on today that He got up, and because He got up, we can get up from every circumstance that this life throws at us. "He is not here," said that angel. "He is risen." And so we thank God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank Him for His life, His birth, His death, and His resurrection. And guess what? He's coming back. He's coming back for His church, believers in Him. He's coming back someday. He's going to gather us all on a cloud, and we're going to be with Him in the air. So my encouragement to you regarding the rapture, which is how it is referred to when He comes back, is to just watch, hallelujah, and pray. Don't let Him catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. In the meantime, He got up. And as He got up, before He descended back into heaven, He left an instruction for us. And that's found over in Matthew chapter 28, beginning with verse 18. "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. So for those of you that have not been paying much attention to your Bible, it's been sitting around collecting dust, I would advise you to lift it up and wipe it off. Break the bread of life, and then you too will know how to walk this highway to heaven. So when he comes, praise God, you will be ready to go back with him when he comes. I am reminded of another story. It's in the book of St. John. And it talks about a woman that Jesus met at the well. This is in St. John, 4th chapter. And it says, a woman of Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew," hallelujah, "if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked me, and he would have given you living water." Then they started a dialogue, and Jesus went on to explain to her, "Whoever drinks of this water that I can give will never thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give will never thirst, but the water that I give him will become to him like a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you see, my friends, we have got to learn to get to know Jesus Christ personally. It's not good enough to say, "I know God," or I accepted Jesus, but you've got to get him deep down in your spirit, hallelujah, where he becomes that living fountain of living water that springs up in you, and you will want for no good thing, because his word declares that if you delight yourself in him, he would give you the desires of your heart. Not only would he give you the desires of your heart, but he's promised over in Philippians 4:19 that he would supply every need that you have according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you in need of anything? Have you been believing God for anything? Remember, he got up. He's not dead. I don't know about you. I don't know what you believe out there today. But I thank God that one day he picked me up. He turned me around and he placed my feet on solid ground. And so I thank God that each and every day he walks with me and he talks with me and he lets me know that I am his own. He'll do the same for you, praise God, because he has no respecter of persons. Jesus got up from the grave. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. I serve a living Savior. Hallelujah. He's in the world today. I know that he is living. Hallelujah. No matter what men may say, I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives, I tell you. He got up. He lives in the world today. He wants to walk with you and talk with you along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Hallelujah. He lives. You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart. Well, may God bless you richly as you search the scriptures for yourself. And then you'll know that he got up, and you and I are the reason that he got up. Hallelujah. May God continue to richly bless you, is my prayer.